For the Financial Times in Istanbul, I'm Erica Solomon, and this is FT News. Turkey sacked thousands of police officers on Monday, practically gutting its interior ministry forces. The purge began in the wake of a failed coup last Friday. Some 290 people were killed in the fighting that broke out across Turkey during the attempted military coup, and since then, the government has detained up to 8,000 people, among them top members of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's inner circle. State-run news agency Anadolu says some 8,777 officers were sacked on Monday, most of them from the police. In addition, 30 regional governors and 50 high-ranking civil servants were removed from office. Mr. Erdogan's success in rallying the population to defend his government has both emboldened and unnerved his supporters. Despite feeling triumphant, they're still reeling from a deadly attempt that came from within their own security forces. Normalcy is slowly returning to Istanbul and the capital Ankara, but the situation is still unstable. An unknown gunman shot the deputy mayor of Istanbul in the head on Monday, and local media has reported that Turkish police stormed the İncirlik airbase in southern Turkey. Meanwhile, a string of sackings and detentions has unnerved the political opponents of Mr. Erdogan's ruling AK party. Most of them came out against the attempted coup, but are criticizing the crackdown as an overstep in power. U.S. and European leaders have also urged Turkey to use restraint. Washington insists that Turkey provide evidence in order to meet its NATO allies' request to extradite Fethullah Gulen, an influential Turkish cleric based in Pennsylvania. The president blames the coup on Mr. Gulen's network of supporters. Turkey has now rejected the U.S. demand for proof and warns the relationship between the two allies can be damaged if Mr. Gulen is not handed over. So far, there has been no proof that Ankara has exploited the recent purge to attack its moderate rivals. But the lack of transparency or evidence provided amidst the purge is unnerving to the opposition. They worry they could ultimately become the victims of a government empowered by its victory, but now paranoid about the threats from within.